Tim Twentyman here at the Scouting Combine with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. And coach, you got to coach down at the Senior Bowl last month for a week. Has that helped with this process or streamlined that process a little bit?
It got us started, probably even more so than just going down and watching practice. You know, when you're down, working with the players, not just on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but straight through to game day, you find out a lot about them. A 15-minute interview here isn't going to give you a whole lot of insight that you didn't already get, in those time that you spent a whole week with them. So it lets you devote some time to, some different guys. So, it's always good to coach that game, not just from getting insight to the players, but also, putting some guys' evaluations to bed a little bit earlier than the rest.
You know, a little different preparation for this year's draft. You know, you're drafting high at number 5. You were at number 23 last year. Just talk about the differences in that. And can you have a narrower focus at number 5 than you do at 23, or is there any difference?
There's no difference. You evaluate every single player, and you set your draft board accordingly because you never know what's going to happen. You know, if you're at 23, maybe a trade opportunity presents itself to move up to a number 5 position. Maybe if you're at number 5, maybe a trade possibility makes sense to move back. So you can never just narrow that focus that much. I think the only time it means something, significantly is when you have the first pick of the draft and you know somebody can't jump in front and you know you're going to have pick of whatever players you want. We were in that situation drafting Matt Stafford 4 years ago. But after everything else, it's not like you don't evaluate players just because of where you're drafting, because, as we see every year, that gets juggled. People move up, people move down. A lot of different changes occur.
With what happened with Titus Young no longer being on the team this year and some injury history with Javid Best and obviously some concerns with him, does character concerns and injury play more a factor? Is it a bigger part of the process now, or has it always been a big part?
It's always been a big part, and I think the big thing is you can't judge one player on what another player went through. You can't hold the guys here at the Combine accountable for the sins of a player that, played for you last year, the year before, 10 years ago. And you also can't count out guys due to injury or count on guys due to injury. I think I've used the example of Adrian Peterson a few times. You can't count on every player rehabbing an ACL and coming back and having one of the best years in the history of National Football League, an MVP season like Adrian Peterson had. But then you also can't discount a player because he had an ACL. Everybody's different. Everybody deserves to be treated differently. Some players are able to put injury concerns to bed and have productive careers. Some guys are able to put character concerns or inconsistencies to bed. Some guys aren't. It's a process that you have to go through, and I think you can also overreact there, and you can hold some players accountable for other players' faults or other players' problems.
Both you and General Manager Martin Mayhew have been on record as saying, it's best player available. That's the philosophy that we go by. Why is that such an important philosophy to you?
Believe me, teams understand what their needs are. We evaluate, very hard from during the season, after every game, to the end of the season, to the off season. We evaluate our own team, very hard, and we have a good idea of where we think our needs are. But needs are a temporary thing, and where you think that you're strong at a position can be a temporary thing. We mentioned defensive tackle last year, and our biggest concern was trying to find enough reps for 4 quality defensive tackles. By the end of the year, we were bringing guys off the street to play in the game, because we only have one of those 4 players left. That's why talent rules. That's why talent's the most important thing, because, there's some guys that have maybe histories of injury, but there's other guys that have never been hurt in their whole life, and they get hurt, and you have to deal with it. There's situations that come up, and you're going to test your depth, not just at positions that are thin, but positions that maybe you think are loaded. I thought we had a lot of depth on our offensive line last year. We had good players that were inactives on Sundays. But we stayed relatively healthy at the position. Jeff Backus missed one start. Raleigh Reef went in and played for him in that one game. But You know, our depth was never tested at that position. Other positions it was. So if, you know, the temporary, there's a temporary nature to needs, but talent is a constant, and you always find ways to get guys on the field. Talk about Raleigh Reef, you know, even though he didn't have an opportunity to play on the offensive line, we found a role for him as an extra tight end, and it made a difference in our run game, made a difference for our offense.
The last one for me, and I know this is early in the process, but just your overall impressions of this draft class. I know your scouts and the scouting reports are in. You as coaches are just, you know, starting to get into this. Just some overall impressions of this class as you begin this process?
Really don't have a good enough overview of it yet. You know, when it's all said and done and you finish every part of your evaluation, whether it's, you know, the scouts' grades, scouts have put an awful lot of work in. This is closer to the finish line for them, but for coaches, it's closer to the start line. There's so much stuff that's going to go on, whether it's combines, individual workout days, medical meetings, you know, interviews, all those different things will sort of bring the whole picture into focus as you get a lot closer to that draft day. You can't get too far ahead of it. You know, I think a lot of people like to label drafts as a strong draft, as a weak draft, it's a good draft for us. You know, I mean, you know, what were those people saying about Russell Wilson last year, who was, you know, wasn't one of the guys that people were talking about? You know, they were talking about RG3 and Andrew Luck at this time last year. So, you know, time will, you know, give you an idea of, you know, how the draft worked and who was successful coming out of it and things like that. But, you know, we're still a long way from that point.
Obviously a busy 4 days for Coach Jim Schwartz. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thanks.